This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah highlights progress in state-owned enterprises under reform drive. Government steps up monitoring of cooking gas supply amid shortage complaints. International Day of World's Indigenous People being observed today. And Iran sets condition for reopening the Strait of Hormuz as Oman-mediated talks progress. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has stated that reform measures introduced by the government have begun to show measurable improvements in several struggling state-owned enterprises. In a social media post, Prime Minister Shah cited progress at Nepal Aushadhi Limited, Hetora Textile Industry, Nepal Airlines Corporation, Dairy Development Corporation and Singhadarbar Vaidyakhana as evidence that troubled public enterprises can be improved through stronger management, implementation of existing laws and coordinated efforts. Nepal Aushadhi Limited has increased medicine sales after meeting WHO manufacturing standards while preparations are underway to resume production at Hetora Textile Industry. Nepal Airlines Corporation has also reported higher revenue and seat occupancy while Dairy Development Corporation has reduced farmers' outstanding payments and shortened the payment cycle. Similarly, Singhadarbar Vaidyakhana has increased the production and marketing of Ayurvedic medicines. Prime Minister Shah said the developments indicate that long-struggling state-owned enterprises can be strengthened through sustained reforms, effective management and proper enforcement of laws, adding that the government is focusing on making public enterprises more efficient, financially sustainable and competitive. Nepal police has stated that heavy rainfall and landslides have disrupted vehicular movement and road connectivity at several places across the country. Transport services have been affected along parts of major highways and feeder roads, including the Meadhill, Orniko and Mechi highways. The landslides disrupted Orniko Highway has also affected the Tatapani border point, halting cross-border trade with China for more than 3 weeks. The Ilam Rajduwali section of Mechi Highway has also remained blocked for about a month, affecting access to Panchthar and Jhapa. Road connectivity to tourist destinations including Ghandruk and Sikles in Kaski has also been affected. Authorities have urged travellers to check road conditions before starting their journeys and exercise caution due to continuing risk of landslides and flooding. Minister for Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal has expressed confidence that construction of the long-delayed Salzhandi-Sandikharka-Dhorpatan road project will gain momentum. During an on-site inspection of Sandikharka-Arghakhachi, Minister Lamsal said the government plans to accelerate construction by initiating the contract process for sections yet to be blacktopped with the current fiscal year, while warning that action would be taken against contractors who fail to complete projects after securing contracts. The 197-kilometre project was initiated in fiscal year 2066-67 Vikram Sambat and is considered strategically important for connecting districts in western Nepal. The government has intensified monitoring of cooking gas bottling plants and distribution depots in Kathmandu Valley amid complaints over difficulties in obtaining cooking gas. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav inspected the Nepal gas industry in Balazu and an LPG depot at the Nepal Oil Corporation office in Tiku yesterday. She reviewed import, bottling and sales data and instructed officials to give priority to students, daily wage workers and other people facing difficulties in accessing gas. Several gas companies have been distributing LPG cylinders from the corporation's Teku premise to ease supply pressures. The Nepal Oil Corporation has also formed a quick response team to address consumer complaints and improve distribution. According to corporation data, around 40,000 LPG gas cylinders are being sold daily in Kathmandu Valley. Director of its LP gas department, Binit Mali Upadhyay, said imports have become regular while efforts are underway to increase the import quota in the coming days. The Ministry of Women, Children, Sexual and Gender Minorities and Social Security has published a list of surnames recommended by the National Dalit Commission and invited feedback before its finalization. The ministry said the National Dalit Commission submitted the recommended names, surnames in line with the existing laws. The list has been made public to gather views and suggestions from concerned communities, stakeholders, experts and the general public. The ministry said the feedback will be reviewed and incorporated where appropriate into the process before the list is submitted for a decision by the Council of Ministers. According to the ministry, suggestions can be submitted within 2 days through its official website and designated email channels. The government has appointed new office bearers to the Nepal Academy, Nepal Academy of Fine Arts and Nepal Academy of Music and Drama. According to the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Prime Minister Balendra Shah, in his capacity as patron of the three academies, made the appointments on August 5 based on recommendations from the separate committees formed to fill vacant positions. The ministry said the appointments were made on the recommendations of the separate committees coordinated by Culture Minister Khadakraj Baudel. A 2-day policy lab on university faculty recruitment, development and promotion organized by the Ministry of Education and Sports concluded in Kathmandu yesterday with a call for a transparent, inclusive and results-oriented system to improve the quality of higher education. Participants stressed the need for universities to review their policies and laws in line with changing circumstances and adopt measures that promote research, innovation, interdisciplinary collaboration and social responsibility. Concluding the event, Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokharel called for the exchange of best practices among universities and the creation of a student-friendly academic environment and a technology-based university management system. Officials and experts also emphasized the need for a coordinated national strategy for higher education, effective implementation of academic calendars, and stronger cooperation among the ministry and universities. Vice chancellors, educationists, policymakers, and experts from various universities participated in the policy lab. The Nepal Netrajyoti Sangh, NNJS, has been selected for the World Health Organization Southeast Asia Regional Public Health Champion Award 2026 for its contribution to reducing avoidable blindness and expanding accessible and equitable eye care services in Nepal. According to the WHO Southeast Asia Regional Office, the award will be presented during the 79th session of the WHO Regional Committee for Southeast Asia in October. This is the first time the NNJS has been selected for the award in the public health category. The organization has been providing eye care services in Nepal for nearly 5 decades through 28 eye hospitals and 226 eye care centers under 44 district branches. The International Day of the World's Indigenous People is being observed today with a focus on protecting the rights, identities, cultures, and traditional ways of life in indigenous communities worldwide. According to the United Nations, an estimated 476 million indigenous people are living across 90 countries. Although they account for less than 6% of the global population, they represent around 15% of the world's poorest people. The observance of the day aims to raise global awareness of the rights and challenges faced by indigenous people. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Iran has set several conditions for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, while Oman says discussions with Tehran on securing shipping through the strategically important waterway are making progress. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the talks were in their final stages, but that reopening the Strait of Hormuz would depend on additional conditions. Iranian officials have called for compensation from the United States for war-related damages and an end to the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports, among other demands. Oman has been facilitating discussions on a possible arrangement that would allow shipping to resume through the strait. However, no agreement or timeline for a full reopening has yet been announced. The developments come amid continuing tensions between Iran and the United States, with Washington saying diplomatic, economic, and military measures are being used to secure a settlement and restore safe maritime traffic. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the Himalayan region, with moderate rainfall likely at many places in the hilly regions and moderate rainfall likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudur Pashchim provinces and at a few places in Madhes province, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and the hilly region of Karnali province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough is currently located around its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Balendra Shah highlights progress in state-owned enterprises under reform drive. Government steps up monitoring of cooking gas supply amid shortage complaints. International Day of World's Indigenous People being observed today, and Iran sets conditions for reopening the Strait of Hormuz as Oman-mediated talks progress. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.